This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is July 2nd, and it was on this day in 1932, as the Democratic National Convention was wrapping up in Chicago, then New York Governor Franklin D. Roosevelt bucked the usual trend by giving the first presidential nominating convention acceptance speech.
It is a vote that had more than mere party significance. It transcended party lines and became a national expression of liberal thought.
That November, FDR would defeat Herbert Hoover by over 400 electoral votes to become the 32nd president. And it was on this date in 1937 that aviator Amelia Earhart, attempting to set another record in the sky by flying around the world, went missing. Earhart, navigator Fred Noonan, and co-pilot Harry Manning hopped aboard their Lockheed and took off from Oakland, California. Her goal for the mission was to, quote, establish the feasibility of circling the globe by commercial air travel and to determine just how human beings react under strain and fatigue. As the plane approached Howland Island, a tiny U.S.-owned island in the Pacific, she radioed to a Coast Guard ship that she was low on fuel. However, they were unable to pinpoint where she was. Soon, contact was lost, and over the years, many believed she attempted to land on the water. Following an extensive search and no findings, Earhart was officially declared dead in 1939. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.